So I'm moving from this place in the next week or so, packing up stuff slowly. Been here for 4 years. I've always thought when I move out that maybe one day I'll drive past it again and I'll just see it as my writing factory, where I wrote for 4 years. I basically went to sleep to get up and write after quitting my full-time job 5 years ago. I just dedicated myself to writing as crazy hard as I could. And I really kind of didn't get out much, which was the first time in my entire life where I just basically stayed at home all the time and wrote. And I thought, I can't be writing stuff if I'm not living. But then I thought, no, I'm nearly 50. I've got a camel's hump of a mulch heap of stuff that I've collected over years that I can draw on. All these old emotions, I just like put where. Like I've collected them in a wardrobe of straight jackets that I put on, wriggle free, and then write about how I got out of them or get out of them. Of course, I've had some bullshit times here as well, but it's kind of an awakening. Slowly packing stuff up and moving. You come out of your, well, I've come out of my autopilot a little bit, and you can't really tell the heart that it's moving. It doesn't understand. It's like trying to, like putting a cat in a cat carrier and telling it you're moving it to a new house. It doesn't know. That's kind of feel like that's the heart as well. The heart is like a little animal that it doesn't know the future. It doesn't know the past. It just knows right now and what's left of it. Yeah, so it's weird because it's the only time that the brain is kind of semi-useful and it can dig my way into a future. So I don't really think more than a day ahead. Most of the time, yeah, I'm writing. I'm not really thinking a week ahead or 2 weeks ahead. 2 weeks ahead is the land of plans, the land of being a serious adult. That's where 2 weeks from now is like a gentrified space of holiday homes by the sea. I'm not going there. So just every single day has been just trying to get through the day with writing for the last 4 years to into the night and then do it again. And I've just been like working towards a wall of night each time, which has been, it feels like standing facing the corner sometimes when the writing's not working, but when the writing's working, which is a small amount of time, there's some good horizons. But now I'm starting to see an horizon. And horizon, I don't know. Yeah, at the moment I'm going through like between sadness and excitement, like a sadness for seeing stuff slowly packed away, and also an excitement for what could happen in the future. And especially this year with the two books coming out, I'm really curious to see what they're going to do or how they're going to go. As much as I love gifting my stuff to the world, and it's, I also want to see how it does in terms of, like, does it resonate or doesn't it resonate or what? How does all that work? Like, I've had to do a lot of marketing for the book. It's just part of it. I've always respected the art of marketing as equally as much as the art of writing. They're both the same, almost the same thing. One seems holy and the other one would be frowned and pooed upon, but they're kind of the same thing. Like, all I wanted to do is be able to write like my favorite writers who saved me when I was struggling through my 30s. I just wanted to create the same kind of medicine and be able to share something like that and pass that on. Something like medicine in word form is my favorite thing ever. So I kind of feel like I feel like, yeah, that's what I could call this place of the last 4 years. It was kind of like my, like a drug factory where I was just making word drugs. I was like a meth den, just making word drugs. Get myself through. And from what I hear, people who read it, it's helping them as well, which is cool. Yeah, moving to a new place. I'm going to move down the coast. Not into an amazing or a better place, because I'm still struggling to afford stuff. Not completely, but I'm living off my writing now, which is good, but I can't just live a high life or anything. But I've saved enough money to be able to travel to the US. Hopefully I've got enough money to promote my books there when they're out. Darby Love comes out in 3 weeks from now in the US, and then the UK, Europe, Australia, New Zealand a month later. So yeah, November, I want to try and, when it comes out in Australia, I want to drive up the coast. Hopefully I'm settled then. Well, not really, but just enough to drive up the coast and go to bookstores and just sign stock, even if I can't get a seat at a table or anything. Just do that. And that'll be fun. Just like a weird head clearing exercise. But yeah, moving at the moment is, I haven't really been writing while going through this, because there's a lot, dealing with the sadness and that free fall feeling where everything's so heavy, I feel like I could fall into the sky sometimes. That doesn't even make sense, but I'm not writing, and because it's all happening in my head. I feel like this is the first proper life experience, most sensitized life experience I've had in 4 years since moving here. And it's kind of awakened something inside me, which is, it's been missing. I've felt a bit numb. But it's been weird, like going through my stuff and chucking stuff out. And I was going through a lot of books, and I've been reading a lot the last 4 years as well. But it's funny how I just thought, I'm just going to put some in the recycle bin, some on the street. And it was funny, when I was doing it, I was keeping the really daggy, crappy books. I was keeping them, but I was putting the highly awarded literary books, a lot of them in the recycle bin or on the street. It was a complete, like it was a instinct. I wasn't thinking about it. I was going, what makes me feel good? And right now my heart was going, no, I don't need all that. The stuff that I read that was supposedly really good. I have kept some of them, but yeah, I found that really funny. The stuff that I was throwing out and the stuff that I was keeping. I wasn't expecting me to do that. I love when I do stuff where I'm not prepared for what I'm going to do, and then I do it. And I go, oh, is that what I think, Darby? Through action. Oh yeah, I thought of an idea of a good way to work out if you want to keep something is just to open a window, chuck it out the window, and if you laugh, then you're not supposed to keep it. But if you don't laugh, then you do it a second test where you close the window, then chuck it through the glass, and if you laugh then you weren't supposed to keep it. So it's a window test. That's my new test. Chuck shit out the window. I don't really have much more to say. I'm just trying to drag my heart through, let the brain lead a bit, give the brain the reins, which I rarely do. I usually let the heart do everything, which is kind of why I've done sometimes a bit of a stupid life. Yeah, I'm looking forward to being on the other side of it, but also kind of enjoying the feeling of being alive at the same time. It's such a strange feeling. Just all these rooms and old broken couch that I sat on for the last few years, and the way the light hits the wall. Even though these rooms are really, really dark where I live, it's you come to love the stuff, even if you've got to walk around on a metaphorical broken leg. You come to love what's familiar. Give me that pain. I love it. I loves it. But anyway, yeah, if you'd like to leave a review on Spotify or Apple or a comment on YouTube, I'd love it. Cheers.